It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to keep that conversation going. I want to keep the conversation going that we started last week and kind of dive a little bit deeper and talk about the tools and the ways you can become more productive and get a little deeper into those conversations. But before I do that, I want to talk about two things. And I want to talk about, to start, a quote that I heard. And this quote was kind of a part of the Gary Vee quote unquote hustle mentality. It says, owning a business doesn't mean you get to punch out at 5 o'clock. Meaning that if you're an entrepreneur or if you're a business owner, you have to put in the time and the effort and all of the hours and work long past the 9 to 5 that most people do in order to become successful. And that's, to me, part of the toxic mindset that a lot of entrepreneurs have. And I'll be the first to admit, I kind of started with that mindset as well. And I learned very quickly after I burnt out that that's not the way to run a business. The more you stretch yourself and the more you push yourself to the point of burning out, you're in no way a help to your business or to yourself. So there's got to be a better way to do things. And that's that whole Gary Vee mentality of hustle, hustle, hustle. You know, work all through your 20s, don't have fun. Work all through your 30s, don't have fun. You'll have time for fun after. But is that really who you are and who you want to be? Do you want to be the no fun person that only works and is strictly about business? There's got to be a balance there, right? And that's something that I learned the hard way long before I started Rustech and when I was with the beer store. Now, a very good example of that was as I was part-time, I did anything I could to pick up shifts. And then even when I was the permanent part-time position, it was, they called it PPT, and even into full-time, I worked every Sunday just to get that extra 8 hours, to get the extra 2 hours loo time that I could bank and use to take time off after. But I worked guaranteed 6 days a week. I would come in early. I would stay late. I did all kinds of things. Now, when I got to a certain store, the manager had a certain way to run things. On Monday mornings, he did the store balance. So basically, we had to count all of the cases and cans of beer that were in that store and make sure that everything balanced with our books. So what he would do would have a full-timer, usually myself, on a Sunday night, stay late, count everything for him, and then he would go and do the paperwork and verify everything the next day, which was fine. I didn't mind doing that for a little bit. But it started to become a really bad pattern that I would miss, you know, Thanksgiving Day dinners, Easter dinners, Christmas dinners, or I would be extremely late because I was stuck on a Sunday having to do this count. And finally, I said, that's it. At this time, I was a full-time employee. And by the collective agreement that the union and the beer store had, full-timers didn't have to work Sundays. We could say no. It was an optional thing for us to take. So I said no. And I got flack for that. And between me and the other two full-timers that this store had, the manager at the time wasn't happy that none of us were going to work. And it came down to an ultimatum. If we didn't choose which one of us was going to work, he was going to force one of us to work because he wanted to have things done his way and the stock counted and everything run smoothly. And again, I missed so much time. I put in so many extra hours. I needed that little break for myself. And that caused a little riff for a little while between that manager and I. I needed that mental break. I needed that time off from work to be with family and just not have to worry about being at work, with the exception of doing the homework and having a couple beers that day. But all of that work, all that time, I missed so much. I needed that family time. And that's bad. Now, as I've transitioned into owning the business, like I said, I kind of started with that really toxic mindset that I had to hustle. I had to put in the hours to make sure the business worked. And that led me to a point where I burnt out. And a good solid week plus after that, I was useless. It took me forever to get out of bed. I was tired all day. I did not want to go out, see anybody. I was in bed early. My mind was not focused on work, and that really, really lacked that week. Once I rejuvenated myself, got the rest that I needed, I knew there was something I needed to do to change how I worked. And that's kind of where I started trying to find ways to become more productive. Now, one of the very first ways was using the time block system. Now, I had Todoist at that time, and I slowly started to use it, but I didn't really have systems set up in there. And when I started to use time blocking in my Google Calendar, which is what I use, I mean, there's 1,000 different calendars you can use, but I had a team call, so to speak, with that was part of a course that we had. And it was a bi-weekly call where we kind of provided value to each other to help each other out. And one of my friends that was running this call introduced me to time blocking. And what that is you plot out your day. So like I've talked about, I plan my whole week out ahead of time. So plot out your day and what are you going to do that day? Now block certain times in the calendar. So that way nobody can book a call in your calendar. You see it right there front and center that this hour or this 2-hour block is meant for this. Now, when you're doing that, take your cell phone, turn off all the notifications, and put your phone face down to the side. Focus only on that task. Once that's done, kind of get up, walk around, you can go for a walk to the store, run a block, take final 5, 10, 15 minutes just to kind of get loose, get yourself, your body moving and away from the screens. Because when you sit back down 5-10 minutes later, you're refreshed and you're all set to focus for the next 2 hours hardcore on the next task. And then you do that throughout the day and then throughout the week as well. Now, next to that was when I really started to use Todoist a little bit more. And I really started to develop systems and use reoccurring tasks and projects to kind of organize my entire day, month, day, week, month. Everything is plotted out. So I know on Monday, this has to get done, this has to get done, this has to get done. On Tuesday, this, 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 and this. And then that coincides with my calendar. So right off the hop, I know what needs to get done and it's fresh in my mind. Now, the next thing I do is I use my Rocketbook Panda Planner. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see the whiteboard behind me, which is the kind of a daily planner or weekly planner, or just a spot where I have all my meetings so I can see the most important things that are coming up. But like I talked about before, I plan out my entire week. And then every morning I go over my entire day with the biggest running down what I'm grateful and I'm excited about is really, really smart and really helpful. But for me, the biggest, most important thing you can do when you're planning out your day in the morning, write down all of your to-dos that are the biggest, all your tasks that are the biggest tasks, and then break that down to the top three. So the top three tasks, those are your frogs, the hardest, biggest tasks you want to tackle and get away, get out of the way first. And then you kind of go down that list. Now, one of the things that kind of helped me set all of this up was using a time study. That's where I wrote down literally everything I did for 2 weeks, every 15 minutes. Mind you, I would take a half hour to an hour. Okay, what did I do? And I would plot that out. But it's in 15-minute increments. Okay, I spent time and I opened up my phone and I went on to TikTok for 10 minutes and I scrolled. And then I got up and I made myself a sandwich. And then when I was done that, I went and filled up my water bottle. And then I worked for the next hour. Then I went for a walk and then I got talking to a friend. Then I went out for a coffee and I lost 2 hours of my day. And then I came back and worked. Now, no matter what it is, plot it down in that time study. You can see where you kind of got away from the day, from when you're productive, and there's a scoring system and different things you mark down. So you were productive, you were not productive, you were sleeping, whatever the case may be. You can give yourself a score at the end of the 2 weeks and see exactly where you were and you weren't productive. Now you could readjust your to-do lists, your to-doist, your time block and whatever calendar you're using and slowly tweak. So that way you're finding yourself more productive. Now, what will happen, and this was what happened to me, what normally took me an entire week to do, I noticed I had to do that in 2 days. So now I could replan my entire week to get more done. And because of that, I'm still not working 12-hour days, 10-hour days. I'm getting things done a lot sooner. So I could either use that time at the end of the workday, quote unquote, to enjoy myself with friends or family, or focus on different aspects of my business. And all of that can be tweaked and plotted into your time blocks. And you'll notice after about a month of trying this, you're going to start getting a lot more done in a lot less time. So hopefully with everything we talked about today, that helps you or gives you a big idea of how you can get more done in less time and become way more productive. And that said, on the next little clip after this, I want to give you a time study for free, and I want to give you 2 months of Todoist Pro for free as well. That'll kind of help you with this whole process. So with all of that said, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I hope you got something out of it. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hold up one quick second. Now, you've heard me talk about becoming more productive, and I want to help you with that. The way I'm going to do that is I'm going to give you two of my favorite tools, two of the things that I use all the time to help you become more productive. The first thing will be the first step in becoming more productive and finding out how you could arrange your schedule, how you could better use your time. And that's a time study. All you have to do is click the link below, fill out the form, and that time study is yours completely free. That's 2 full weeks, that's 14 days where you track everything you do from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, and you can see exactly where your time is going. After the 2 weeks, there's an area where you could score yourself on where were you productive, where did you take time for yourself, where did you have dinner. You can plot all of that out so you can see where you're productive and where you're not. From there, you can adjust your schedule, your to-do list, your time blocking, whatever it is, you can make adjustments to become more productive. Now, the second tool is something that basically runs my life, both business and personal, and that's Todoist. Now, Todoist is a free app. You can download it in the App Store, you can get it on your computer, your phone, your tablet. It's free. But if you get Todoist Premium, there are far more features that can help you take your productivity to the next level. And what I want to do is I want to give you 2 months absolutely free so you can see how awesome Todoist is and what the benefits are to having the premium side of Todoist. So again, if you click the link below, if you go to rusttechmedia.com/time study, if you click the button, whatever you do, as long as you head to rusttechmedia.com/time study, I'll give you a time study absolutely free. I'll deliver it right to your inbox. After you get that, you'll be redirected to a page, and all you have to do is click the button, and Todoist Premium is yours for free for the next 2 months. Hopefully this takes your productivity to the next level and changes your life. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.